lift up your voice and worship the Lord. Just look at the universe. Look at the universe. Look at the awesomeness of this God. Look at the power of this God. Look at the majesty of this God. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. The universe declares His majesty. The universe. The universe. Just one thing only, the universe. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome. You are awesome. There's none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you. You're a God of wonders. Oh God. A mighty God. An awesome God. A wonderful God. We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. The Lord of the universe. The Lord of creation. The Lord over nations. The Lord over Uganda. The Lord over Africa. The Lord over the entire earth. You are awesome. The one who calls light out of darkness. Let your light shine, Lord. Let your light shine in this nation. Let your light shine in every public office. Let your light shine, Master, in every family. Let your light shine in this city. Let your light shine in our hearts, in our homes. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. Father, let your presence manifest here. Father, through your word, enlighten us. Enlighten us. Guide us. Correct us. Bless us. Heal us. Deliver us. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. Blessed Holy Spirit, let your presence manifest in this place. Father, every worshiper who is here, Master, may your presence manifest in their lives. May your blessing rest upon them. May your mercy manifest in their lives. Every person who is watching online, Father, you created them. Guide them, touch them, deliver them, bless them. Bless this city, bless this nation, bless your church in this nation, bless your church worldwide, and bless our ministry, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. And Father, let great things happen in our lives today. Even now, as we are in your presence, we thank you. We thank you for the prophetic word of the year of great things, Lord. Let the heavens remain open over your church and over this congregation and over the people who receive your word. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. You can take your seats. Turn to your neighbor and salute your neighbor in Jesus' name. Salute your neighbor in Jesus' name. Praise God. And they tell us that Ebola entered from Congo and is somewhere around. But my prayer is that it should never come near you. But at the same time, take care of your hands. Wash your hands. Praise God. Don't just eat like that. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You see, we have an awesome God. Sometimes it is good for you to study something about the universe. It is mind-boggling. So big that you each time they find a new telescope that is more powerful, they find no end. They discover new things. And God created the universe. the universe declares his glory. We should also, we the creatures, these creatures who are on earth, part of the universe, we should also declare his glory. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. We are looking at the purpose of the church. You can write it, the purpose of the church. The other day we looked at the church. You see, church, it is good to understand, to have an understanding of something, so that you can benefit fully out of that something, and so that you can do the right thing, so that you can advance the cause of what you are involved in. Last time we saw that the church is a special community of people. In fact, you can write it down if you never wrote it down. We saw that the church is a special community of people saved by the sacrificial death of Christ. Saved by the sacrificial death of Christ. A special community of people, not just any club. We are not a club. We are a special community of people saved by the sacrificial death of Christ and the grace of God. And the grace, by the way, when you see grace, put in bracket favor, put in bracket, but help. In this sense, and the help of God. If God does not help you, sometimes it is hard for you to get saved. By the grace of God, appropriated, that is, received by faith. Appropriated by faith and personal commitment to Christ. You can never get saved without a personal commitment to Jesus Christ. Never. You see, all true believers are a part of a universal church. We have one church. That's a church that looked to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It is called a universal church. Other translations say Catholic Church, not Roman Catholic Church. That's a denomination. Catholic Church, that is worldwide, universal. You see, that's why in the creed, in the Protestant Church, they have that creed. We believe in the Catholic Church. What they're saying is the universal church, the one church in which that gathers all believers. The bottom line is, making Christ your Lord and Savior. So they belong to God in a special way. They belong to God in a special way. And through Christ. All true believers are part of a universal church. Not that one doubt. This church finds expression in various local communities. They find expression. They are seen through the different congregation in different places, in local communities. They find expression. They may have even be carrying different names, but one thing is common to them. They have Christ as Lord and Savior. Praise God. So that's what we saw. But today we are looking at the purpose of church. You need to know why something is there. Some people in church, that's why you see them running up and down. Running up and down. They don't know. They don't know what church is. They don't know what their role is. They don't know what God does in church and why he puts you in church. So let's look at the purpose of church. Next time we shall look at the mission of the church, the purpose of the church. Why is church instituted? You see? The purpose. Let's confine ourselves to the purpose. I don't want us to look at so many things. The reason why church is there. The purpose of the church is to worship God. To worship God and glorify him. And glorify him. Write that one down. To worship God and glorify him in fellowship with him. In fellowship with him. And with one another. And with one another. In all performance and lifestyle. In all performance and lifestyle. The purpose of the church is to worship God and glorify him. In fellowship with him. And one another in all performance and lifestyle. In all performance and lifestyle. your lifestyle, in all whatever you do, whatever you perform. So your purpose is to glorify Him, is to worship Him, to worship. That's a key thing, to worship Him and glorify Him. To worship Him and glorify Him. So you are there, the church is there to worship God. In fact, when we go to heaven, the only job that will be left is worshiping God all the time. 24/7. I don't know whether the weeks are still going to be there, but I know when you enter eternity, I think time melts away. It is endless time, so you can't even count it. It is like when you try to transact the universe. Can you imagine the universe? The next galaxy after the Milky Way. But even within the Milky Way galaxy, the nearest star from the sun takes you 100 light years away. 100 what? Light years. That is distance light travel for one full year, multiplied by 100 years. For one full year. You know the speed of light? I think it's 86,000 miles. Is it miles? Yeah. Per second. Someone confirm that. 86,000 miles per second. Just 1 second. Ta! It has gone 86,000 miles. Time is 60 seconds. That's 1 minute. Time is 60 minutes. That's 1 hour. Time is 24 hours. Time is 7 days. Count all the days in a year. Time is 366 or 65 days. Your calculator can stop counting. Unless you have astronomical one in there, stations there. It can stop. So the distance is so big. That is here in the finite, in the physical world. What about now in glory? You can't count time. So our work will be just to worship God, to worship God, to worship Him. Like those other elders, the 24 elders, their job is to worship God all the time. And by the way, when you go into eternity, you cannot get tired because you are not physical now. To worship God and glorify Him. And glorify Him. Recognize His worth. And fellowship with Him. See, you fellowship with God. That's why you talk to Him. You pray to Him. You ask questions. You listen to Him. Learn to ask God questions. Ask to talk to Him. Even over small things. Yesterday, Reverend, I came back home then at night, actually. She told me, oh, there is a very big rat that entered the garage, but we had managed to kill it. You know, sometimes the rats are so, some of them are so clever that the poison, they cannot even eat the poison. They can even avoid the trap, even the glue, they avoid it. And they keep doing, they ate one of the children's shoes. You know, they're very destructive. No wonder some of you who keep seeing rats in your dreams know that the demon of poverty is active. Yeah? Don't take it lightly. In the spiritual realm, you deal with it. That's why we have 5 o'clock service every Sunday. It is a delivery service. It's a warfare service. Some of you neglect it. Don't. You have not yet arrived. Tell your neighbor you are on the way to your greatness. From glory, God takes you to another glory. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So when she came to me now, you know, rat I knew it entered the garage and getting it has been a problem. I was worried that it was going to eat some of my gadgets there. So what I did,
I was in the kitchen. I met it. It ran and entered the garage. So I prayed. I said, Holy Spirit, this thing must die. Help us kill this rat. One, help us kill it. I talked to God. And so she came and reported that we saw this rat in the kitchen. We locked the door. We managed to kill it, a very big one. You see, the prayer was answered just after one day. Sometimes we suffer, as the other old song says, because we fail to carry our burden to what? To Christ. We go through needless pains. There's nothing big. Whatever bothers you, bothers God. Can you imagine another, I don't know whether to call it, another thing I've discovered. When sometimes things get lost, you look for it, small thing, but you need it. I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, just help me locate this thing. I'm telling you, it doesn't take long. I get it. So why don't you start like that and you continue going up and up and important things? Even you ask him, how do I make money now? How do I do this business? He's there to help us. Praise God. So it's a part of the fellowship. He called us to worship him, to glorify him. The glory of God is his worth, his weight. To glorify him, to be in fellowship with him. Fellowship with him. And one another. Salvation is not done alone. There are people who sit down and say, oh, I did church on television. No. You must come here and fellowship with one another. You will never grow. If you sit in your sitting room and you think you are done church, what about the presence of the Lord? Which comes, a special presence, which comes when these people are gathered together. One or two. Church starts from one or two. When one or two gather in my name, is it two or three? Two or three. It is two or three. Church begins from two. So those of you who are in the home cell, don't neglect your home cell. It must grow, you must give birth. I'm telling you, I will be with them. I will be what? With them. So church is a very important thing. We saw the other time that it was church. He purchased church with his own blood. He purchased church with his own blood. Let me tell you, church, mind so much about how you fellowship with your people, how you treat fellow church people. Mind a lot. Because God cares about it. How you talk about them. How you rate them. How you value them. Never look down on anybody. At any time. As long as that person is in the church. They may have their weaknesses. But God has brought them to work on them. Even as he's working on you. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So God desires worship. That's why he instituted church. He desires what? Worship. Let's look at Exodus chapter 1. Sorry, 8. Exodus 8 verse 1. NIV. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me. You see? Let my people go so that they may what? Worship me. That's why those ones who fight the worship of true God, they get into trouble. They may live long, they may live a short time, but when they're departing, that's where the real contest is. They discover that they were very wrong. Very wrong. Very wrong. One time someone was stopping us from some years back. The person was a town clerk somewhere, stopping us from praying at night. But we are helping you for your town to be okay. We prayed, we said, no, Lord, this man is interfering with worship. Get him out of the way. Within a very short time, they removed him. They just removed him. Another one tried again. That one was bigger than the other one. Bigger than the town clerk. Again, he came out with a plan to stop prayer. He traveled somewhere. They arrested him. He never came back. We said, God, deal with also this one. So sometimes, read history, you will see how people ended who tried to fight God. Read about the Roman Empire, the emperors. Read about them. Read about writers. Many of them who tried to write against the Bible, against God, the worship of God, the Bible buried them. Praise God. Say the Bible will bury them. So God wants his people. He told Pharaoh, Moses, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go so that they may worship me. God desires worship. That's why when you are prayerless, ask God, the Holy Spirit, help me pray, Lord. Help me pray. Help me pray. Help me pray. Don't just sit there. And he will help you pray and you begin to worship him. Because prayer brings revelation. When you begin to understand who God is, it is easy to worship him. KJV says, renders the same passage as this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Worship is service. Worship is service. That's another word. So that they may serve me. Service. Meaning actually that whatever you do, make sure it serves God. Make sure it worships him. Whether it is your job, whether it is your business, whether it is your marriage, whatever service you render, God must be at the center of it. After all, he has his own thought about every matter. You can know the mind of God concerning everything. How? From his word and by his Holy Spirit. You see? Let my people go that they may serve me. That's why during this prayer season of ours, and I want us to have it in the evening service, we'll have an evening warfare service, deliverance service in the evening. I want us to deal with this theme. I must go and serve my God. That's what Moses told Pharaoh. We must go with everything that belongs to us. Sometimes the devil wants you to go and serve God with nothing. Sometimes he says, okay, you go and serve your God, but with a sick body. Somebody said, go and service him with the sickness, with poverty, with nothing, no money. No, don't accept that. Just tell him, I'm going with everything that belongs to me. You must release everything that belongs to me. So I want us to do serious warfare in the evening. Be there. Let my people go. Sometimes, go and serve God without a job or without a business. Without doing anything. God never called us to do nothing. Tell your neighbor, you are called to do something. He called you to create wealth. He called you to inherit the earth. And you use what you have in your hand to glorify him, to serve him. To serve him. Not just to serve yourself, to serve him. One time a certain reverend told Reverend Rose that, why do you educate so many children? They won't help you. You're educating this one, you're educating this one, you're educating that one. Why don't you mind about your children? When they grow up, they won't help you. Those relatives. But she continued doing what her heart convicted her to do. The reward will come from God. Because the moment we make this world, we live just for ourselves alone. Our lives will become miserable, and the world will become a miserable place. If you hear of what happens in some workplaces, how some bosses handle some people in public offices, it is horrible. They don't know why they're there. And yet we have a big motto for God and my country. Your country are the people that you must serve. It is whatever you do here, you serve people. When you serve people, you have served what? God who created them. Praise God. Let my people go that they may serve me. Tell your neighbor, will you serve God with everything God has given me? Turn to another one. Where are you hiding? Say, I will serve God with whatever he has given me. And some of those things are there, but you have to take it. They're in the wrong hands. Take it by faith. Take it by warfare. Take it by fire. Let me tell you, the spiritual world is real. The spiritual world is real. Sometimes you wage warfare in fasting and prayer, and you grab, you take back what the enemy has taken. And in the physical, after a short time, you see that your life has changed. You begin to receive what you took in the dream. Can you imagine? Don't allow the witches to have 8 days around you. Give them sleepless night. Paralyze their network. I remember one pastor, they went to preach somewhere. And they didn't know that they had set a crusade in front of a witchy doctor's stronghold, the home of a witchy doctor. He sent them a warning that you cannot preach from here. They didn't know that these people were higher. They had someone higher than his powers. When they sense that you have come with a lot of power around you because of your fellowship with God and prayer. Prayer brings a lot of power around you. And the way you live. You see? They clear out of the way. They clear out. A group of witch doctors said they sense in the highway when they see someone with high power, they clear out of the way. Otherwise, they can be crushed. So that man ended up getting saved, actually. He ended up because all his demons failed to work. John 4:23, NIV. This is Jesus talking. Yet a time is coming and has now come when
The true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God seeks worshippers. He desires worship. He desires worship. He seeks worshippers. And especially those worshippers who allow the Holy Spirit to help them worship God. Because God is spirit, you need the Holy Spirit to help you worship Him. Through revelations that He gives you. And that brings us to a very important point. What is worship? What is worship? What is worship? The word worship comes from the word meaning worthiness. It comes from the word meaning worthiness. That word worship. So worship is about acknowledging and honoring God's supreme worth and giving Him respect due to Him. Acknowledging and honoring His supreme worth. His worth. And the worth of God is His glory. It is His weight. Imagine if you are to put God on a kilo, a measuring machine, and you try to find out His value. It is awesome. You cannot. Because Apostle Paul referred to His infinite riches. You cannot. Everything came out of Him. And giving Him the respect due Him. Respect due Him. Acknowledging and honoring God's supreme worth. That is what worship is. Acknowledging. If you don't acknowledge the supreme worth of God, you cannot honor Him. You are not worshiping Him. And His authority. You acknowledge His authority. His worship. His supreme worth. You know, praise is acknowledging what God has done. We praise Him for what He has done for us. But worship is about His value. His supreme worth. When you begin to look at who He is, you just begin to worship Him. As the choir was singing here, the universe does what? Glorifies God? Declares His what? His majesty. His kingship. His kingship. Let me tell you, the universe is such a big place. But things are arranged in such a orderly manner. If there was no power at work, there would be collision everywhere. Things will be hitting one another. The stars, the planets, the world. It's a serious matter. That one just makes you begin to worship Him. There's nothing else you can do. You can have no words. When you look at the universe, you have no words. In fact, you have to be a big fool to say there's no God. A big one. In fact, not even a big one. A pretender. Because we're a human being with a mind. You think. You will be a big pretender. That's why there's a proverb that says that there's no atheist. Atheist is someone who doesn't believe that there is God. But those are pretenders. There's a proverb that I think was coined among soldiers that there's no atheist in the foxhole, in the Andaki. When bombs are flying and in your hole with your gun, their bombs are flying, your head is down, you begin to cry, God help me, God help me. Yet you said God is not there.
If there's a God out there, help me, help me. And God is merciful. He has helped some. I remember a story, a true story, of a soldier who was hit. He was dying, but he had a New Testament Bible in his pocket. Then his friend told him, "Do you know Jesus?" He said, "No, I don't know him well." Then the man opened. "Do you know God?" He said, "I don't know him." Then the man opened John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Then in that very foxhole, the man received God, Christ as Lord and Savior, in order to connect to God. He sent his son. The man received Christ there. And he was very happy. He died happily. So worship is acknowledging and honoring God's supreme worth and giving him the respect due him. God is the honor of humanity, and worship is the recognition of that relationship. We is our honor, and worship is recognizing that is our honor. Tell your neighbor, say, "God is your honor." And worship is a response. A response of a whole person, of a whole what? Person. You respond in your mind, you respond emotionally, you respond in your will, you respond with the body. That's why some people lie down, others lift up their hands, others cry, others laugh. They are all responding in worship. They respond in different ways, different action. And worship is an attitude. An attitude, an action, recognizing God's supreme authority. Not only worth, authority. It involves the entire person, the mind, the emotion, the will, the body. He called you to worship him. So that inner condition in your mind, in your emotion, is now expressed through virus actions. Virus actions. Through virus actions. Including giving. Including giving. Giving is an act of worship. Don't give reluctantly. That's what the Bible says. Some people give reluctantly. Reluctantly. Some years back, someone was in real trouble, was going to lose a lot of money, was going to lose almost all the property. And the person came, looked for us, actually went, the prominent people, they looked for us up to our home. Said, "Look for these people here, this pastor here." Went up and told us the story. And I prayed a prayer. I said, "God, why do you bring them to me?" Because I began to feel the pain that these fellows were going through. They were in debt and they were going to lose everything. It was impossible to come out without God's intervention. Said, "Pastor, if the God can only do a miracle. A miracle. And we save this property. And we get someone. Will he join with us in this investment? When we are selling our shares, we shall give you the tithe of it. Shall send it to your church." And time came, when the person actually sold the shares, and we were not going to know even. But the man delayed to enter the account. They came up to this altar. Said, oh, we sold the shares. Pray that the money is released. That's how we knew. But now the tithe was in hundreds of millions that they should have brought. They were planning to change their mind. In fact, they had already changed their mind. This man is too much for God. Too much. There's nothing too much for God. He's the one who created everything, including you. So, as we were praying, Reverend Rose saw the money entering the account. The following week, the money entered. And we were praying, she had a vision. The pastor said, okay, this path, this tithe is for Pastor George. Changing bundles, reducing from big to small. So I told her what we have seen. They will never tithe, they will never give what they're supposed to give. They're dividing it. And they never tithed. So when they gave the small money, I said, what about the tithe? You said you are giving church, you are giving God. I have a project, I have a plan. I want to do something for the youths. I said, it's okay. Praise God. To cut a long story short. So we give in response. We give because we worship Him. Giving is a part of worship. Tell your neighbor, giving is a part of worship. When you are reluctant, when you divide it, you take away some of your blessings. You take it away. That is a sin that kills Sapphira and Ananias. Apostle Peter asked them, wasn't the money yours before you divided it? Didn't you decide to give it? Wasn't it yours? Why do you lie? It becomes a lie. Can bring sometimes disasters. Because we're giving can save you. Me, God saved me from death because of my giving at a certain time in my life. I'm telling you the truth. It can save your life. God remembers it. One time I told someone, I said, if you have no prayer to pray and you are dying, say, God, remember my giving. So one person was dying actually. Said she remembered what I said. God, remember my giving. And she came out of death. She came out of that situation. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Now, 1 Peter 2:9. Let's look at this. We are almost done. 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. That ye should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The praises of Him. That you may worship Him. That you may worship Him. The praises is about worship. It's about worship. When you look at Isaiah, that is what Isaiah says. It's about worship. Exodus 10, verse 25 to 26. But Moses said, you must allow us to have sacrifices and burnt offerings to present to the Lord our God. Our livestock too must go with us. Not a wolf is to be left behind. We have to use some of them in worshiping the Lord our God. And until we get there, we will not know what we are to use to worship the Lord. That's why I was telling you that giving is a part of worship. Moses told Pharaoh, no. We have to go. Not even one wolf. Not one cow will remain behind. We must take our money, we must take everything, we must carry everything. Worship is not just a Sunday activity, but a continuous way of life. It's not just a Sunday activity. It's a continuous way of what? Life. A life of obedience done in the Spirit and in truth. That's what Jesus said in 4:24. In truth, in the Word, according to His will. Now let's look at this last one. Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. That is your spiritual act of worship. Offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Just look at, normally when they put sacrifice on an altar, Elder Jacob, when they put a sacrifice on an altar, do they put it when it's alive or dead? Oh, it's already dead. Clap for him. But now, imagine yourself going on the altar when you are alive. How do you feel? So that's what you are called. That offer, sacrifice everything that pertains to you to God. Sacrifice it. Let your life be a life of sacrifice. Let everything in you serve God. That's really the point. Message put it like this. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life. You are sleeping. You are eating. You are going to work. You are walking around life. And place it before God as an offering. Sister Carrison, take your everyday ordinary life before God. And any person who disturbs you at workplace, that is your ordinary life, your working life, take it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Praise God. Lift up your hands and talk to the Lord to help you worship Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him to help you worship Him well in an acceptable way. To help you recognize His supreme worth and to glorify Him and to recognize His authority over your life, over creation, over everything. Father, we thank You. We give You glory. We give You honor. You are a wonderful God. We want to acknowledge and honor Your supreme worth. We give You glory, Lord. We give You respect that is due to You. You are our honor. We thank You, Lord. I thank You for everyone who is here and who is watching online. Touch their lives. Help them to worship You. Help Your church to worship You. Help us to worship You as church. Help us to worship You as individual believers. Help our nation to worship You. Help this continent of Africa to worship You. Help the world to worship You. We thank You, Lord. We give You glory and honor. We bless Your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Can I see anybody who wants to give his life to Jesus? You want to get saved? You want to get saved? The other Sunday, there's a little boy, I think he's 5 years, who came and got saved here. He was convicted by the Holy Spirit. If you are there, and you want to get saved, can I see your hand? Let me speak to those who are watching online. If you have no relationship with God and you don't know how to connect to God, you can do that through a simple prayer of commitment. Follow that prayer after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. I repent of all my sins. Right now, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive me. Forgive me. Set me free from the power of sin. Be my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Put your spirit in my life. Thank you for saving me. Amen." If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International at Luzira. And I know through the word, your life won't remain the same. Let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen, and we shall send you some reading materials that can help you in your newfound walk with the Lord. God bless you abundantly. Let's pray. Father, I commit your people into us. Bless them, Lord. Use them to be your witnesses. Use them to be your witnesses. Bless them and make them a blessing to the world, a blessing to this nation, a blessing to their communities, a blessing to their families, a blessing to their local churches, and a blessing to the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.